All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We'll take you guys up until 2.
I'm sorry, V. Minus one, Leroy. Minus one. Stop it, bro. Stop it.
Oh, my poor guy.
This guy's getting his ass kicked by freaking
minus
headphones.
One.
Look at him.
He's got one arm.
I'm so sorry, Leroy.
This man has, he's given stiff arms to the fiercest, most competitive people in the world I've ever seen. These headphones is whooping his ass.
He's back. We got him.
These headphones was like a boa constrictor on him.
Dude.
It's crushing him.
Hey. You think it's easy? You think it's easy, right?
Clearly just
no, I know. I know it's not easy, but I know you. It's the competitor in you. You're like, I'm not gonna let these headphones beat me. But dude,
let's go, champ.
That's the same way when we was in Vegas. I almost ripped the door off of his car.
That was crazy.
Oh,
that
man.
Was crazy. Oh man, headlines.
And what made me more determined is old Dum Dum sitting here smiling and laughing, going, "Let me get yes." Yes, he was just like, oh, hold on, let me get that for you. I'm like, no.
Dade South says hard knocks is the sound of Leroy putting his headphones
point
on.
Point for Twitcher.
Dude, you look like you getting beat up.
You just start playing
that was rough.
Every time
watch.
We come back to the segment, you just start playing the music.
What's that trend happening now? The loud saxophone just keeps on happening.
Oh! Leroy. Play the saxophone with Leroy.
We may need to get him earbuds. Like, just one.
I have
earbuds. They
it?
Don't work. Mm. They don't work right. They don't. It sounds too.
Echoey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like earbuds.
All right, the headlines, those are brought to you by Doral Hyundai in Miami. We go to the beach for a little Solcito, and when we want a low price, you save with your Pricito. Save now with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai. Is this game live right now, Vlad? The San Diego game?
Yes, San Diego Atlanta is live. 3-1. San Diego's up top, bottom of the third.
Trying to get that record right as they roll into Miami. The Marlins took it on the chin again yesterday. 9 straight losses. For our fish, unfortunately. A light day in baseball today. You got Twins and Guardians at 1:10. You got Rays and Blue Jays at 3:07. Getaway day, all the early games. 5:15, Diamondbacks and Cardinals. And then tonight, Royals and Tigers for those who are gambling addicts.
So when they do night games on Thursday, is that because they're probably doing a 4-game series?
Probably.
Yeah. Either that or wherever it is. Whatever they're playing next, whoever they're playing next is not that far.
Okay.
So somebody might be coming in or they might be going to another place where it's not that far. The travel's not that far.
Because I know everybody plays on Friday.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
You got to
play Friday.
Everybody's playing Tuesday, Wednesdays, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Well, the Marlins will be back for San Diego, who right now up on the Braves. So we'll see. There's been some trade fodder around them. But, what can you do? Tough week for the fish. The Miami Dolphins, rookie wide receiver Caleb Douglas, third-round pick out of Texas Tech, lanky, speedy. He was working out with Jamar Chase and T. Higgins this offseason.
Is he from Cincinnati?
No, I think they were working out down here. I think this was a local workout.
Okay.
I think they were all together, so that's kind of cool.
I used to work out with a lot of Dolphins at Western High School.
The Chris Carter School?
No, that's in Boca. I did that later on.
That was at my high school. I remember that. Juan Pierre was
you
there
went
one
to
time.
That's the high school you went to?
Yep.
It was a long hike for me.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah.
You're just trying to the whole point was wasn't it to learn how to get faster?
Yes.
That was the thing Chris Carter was teaching?
To get faster, you need to be fast to start with. I didn't have form when I ran. In fact, I didn't find out. Interesting point. I didn't find out till after my seventh year that I hold my breath when I run. I was doing one of those testing.
Like things. A free diver?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
See, you so probably... I used to always wonder. I work out in the summer. It never happened. I work out, run. Soon as I get in the camp or football or whatever, I would hold my breath when I ran. So everybody thought I was out of shape. And then when I couldn't run fast, then I started being able to learn how to breathe and run.
Sounds like you were set for the you're set to go after the lobsters with the tickle stick once your arm's ready.
Oh, hey, come on, let's do. Can we do it?
Do what? Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go lobstering.
Anyway,
I could get a couple of them hogs to come home and cook. I got some recipes for lobster. You ever had fried lobster?
Once. It was delicious.
It's delicious.
You know what I had the other day? Lobster risotto. That was really good.
Oh yeah, I've had that shrimp and lobster risotto.
Real good.
That is good. That is good. But I hate when people tell you it's shrimp. When they tell you it's lobster or crab and they only put the tails in there.
Right.
Like some people that do their lobster mac and cheese only put the claws in there. And I'm like, nope.
The ESPN, they ranked the NFL teams by their under 25 talent, under 25 years old. It says, we look at the NFL teams who are set up for future success. Big part of this is considering how much young talent is on the roster. Young talent is important for a couple of reasons.
Players can I guess developing. Who's number one?
It could get even better. Yes, you can guess who's number one.
Either Daniel. Is it McDaniels or McDaniels?
Team. You got to name the team.
Oh, teams.
Yeah.
Oh, teams. I thought you meant players.
No. The team as a collective and their under 25 talent. For the record, like the last few years, it says for the first time in 2022, we do not have the Houston Texans on top of the list.
I would say they're definitely going to go with New England.
It is New England.
Yeah.
New England was last year number 7, this year number 1. They're blue chip players they consider Will Campbell, Christian Gonzalez, and Drake May.
Yeah.
Good.
Why wouldn't you? They just went to Super Bowl. However,
Jets got
to
be in the top 10.
I'll look. I'll find it. Let's see.
However, I will say this, that's all going to change next year.
Do you want to know where the Jets are, Vlad? Or do you want me to just keep going down the
list?
They
should be in the top 10.
Wait,
they
says Vlad.
They are in the top 10.
Yeah.
They
number 7.
They are number 7.
There you go.
They are number 7.
See, I know my team.
They got David Bailey and Armon Membu as their blue chip.
That's only.
Let me see.
Garrett Wilson and Breece
Seattle's
Hall.
Seattle's got to be up there too.
Breece Hall is on the list. He's on their notable graduated players. So
because he's 25,
he's not under 25.
He's not under 25.
So how about Seattle?
Seattle, I don't know.
Seattle is.
I mean, I know they got JSN.
Well, they had a lot of their defensive linemen are old.
Really, Seattle?
Yeah, but they have young secondary guys like Kobe Bryant and all those
MVP
guys.
MVP was
Kenneth Walker, and he went to KC.
Seattle is. Where the hell are they? They're 8. Did I skip them?
Yeah,
I must have. Yeah, Seattle's 8. Okay.
How about, you know who might be on there too is Carolina.
Carolina is, let's see. I got to scroll through because they all have paragraphs on everyone. Okay. 21.
Really?
Oh, wow.
So is it only Bryce?
Only Tet McMillan is their blue chip guy. Now, here's the crazy thing. So you want to know where the Dolphins are?
Middle of the pack?
A little outside the top 10. They're 12.
Oh, not bad.
But here's the one that
can I guess the guys then? Is it Devon Achane?
Achane, Chop Robinson.
No. Patrick Paul.
So here's who they have Paul. Under blue chips. This is where we may have to throw this list out.
Another list we have to throw out?
May have to throw it out.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, no.
No, wait.
He gonna put
he's got Chop Robinson or Kenneth Grant?
You would have to guess.
They got KG. No.
He's spoken about
Jonah.
This man.
They got Jonah. They have Jonah?
I told you. Listen, I don't want to. I'm going to tell you guys this, and I'm going to say this. You guys, I've been saying this since last year, how hard it is to go from right to left.
Blue chip?
I'm telling you. Listen, Vlad, Tobin, I'm telling you. It is really hard to switch sides on the offensive line.
Cool. Leroy, I agree with you. Look. When you speak football, I listen. If I disagree with you, it's only for entertainment purposes. But you did see Jonah play last season, correct?
On the left side.
So what makes us believe what we saw from the left side is all of a sudden he's going to be turn into the all-pro right guard?
Well, they didn't say he was going to be an all-pro.
But he's saying that we talk about guys that are 25 and under.
If you say blue
under.
Chip, you're saying that's their best young guy.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would agree with that, right?
All right. Who else would you go with?
Who else is on that list with Dolphins?
That's the only person on their list.
No way.
That's what they put. I'll read the paragraph. This is their description, but it goes, number 12, Dolphins, last year's rank 31, blue chips, guard, Jonah Savaiinaia, notable graduated players, guys who are now just 25, Malik Washington. As you would expect, a team that is rebuilding, the Dolphins have a ton of young talent, but few top players. After all, they had 13 draft picks this year, but only three came in the top two rounds. Caden Proctor will start at left guard, moving from tackle. 21, you have cornerback Chris Johnson, who's also 21 years old, and linebacker Jacob Rodriguez is 23. Also along the offensive line, left tackle Patrick Paul is 24. Savaiinaia, who will play right guard, is 22. Running back Devon Achane has impressed to start his NFL career. Doesn't turn 25 till October. Rookie wide receivers Caleb Douglas and Chris Bell are each 22. And defensive line features 22-year-olds Kenneth Grant and Jordan Phillips.
So by their logic,
they have a lot of young talent.
Yeah, they got a lot of guys.
Not necessarily. Right.
But like I'd still say, like, wouldn't you say it's Patrick Paul? Like, if we're going to say blue chip young guy, isn't he the guy?
I'll go Patrick Paul or Devon Achane.
Number 28 is your blue chip guy.
Right. But even if they were being sneaky, because he's going to turn 25 in October. So, like, even if we took Devon, Achane obviously should be.
But the age is 25 and under. So, even if he's 25 or turning 25, he falls within the criteria.
Jonah Savaiinaia is our blue chipper.
Oh, my God. Not even Patrick Paul, bro.
Hey, let me say this, and I have been a champion of this because I've seen it. Savaiinaia is going to be a different player on the right side. I know you guys don't want to hear it.
I hope so. I hope so.
I understand everything that you've seen, and I understand, but I also know the difficulties of doing what he did as a rookie last year. That one of the reasons why they did it as a rookie, because they figured, hey, he's young. If we get him used to this sooner, he'll be able to flourish, right? It didn't quite work that well.
The Browns were 4, in case you were wondering, Leroy. Their blue chips are Harold Fannin Jr., Spencer Fano, yes. Mason Graham, and Carson Schwessinger. That guy's a good player.
Yes. Yes. He's all over the place. Mason Graham is, I'm guessing Mason Graham is why they probably thought, and that D-line is probably why they thought they could trade.
Miles Garrett. And they got Jared Verse. Jared Verse is a good player.
Jared Verse is a good player. And he's inside though, right?
No, he's outside. He's an edge.
He's outside?
He's an edge.
He's outside.
He's an edge.
Okay.
It's the same thing.
He's an edge. He's a
Junkins was hurt last year. So not Junkins. But here's the look. Say what you want about all that nonsense the Browns, they talk about the Browns. Right? If the Browns are gonna be any good, there's only gonna be one player on that list.
Shadur?
Yeah.
Mm.
But here's the kicker. I think the best thing to ever happen to Shadur was one offseason. Right? To where, like, there's a lot of times when rookies come in and they come in with that kind of bravado that they came from college, and you look at it that way. Whereas if you have an offseason, you get an opportunity to learn about that player and say, oh, that's just who he is, but the guy works. The guy puts in the work. I think an offseason of being able to prove to his guys, right, that he's putting in the work and doing the things to get better at his position, right? Because there's a lot of things that, like, keep in mind, he said it himself. When he was in college, he didn't read defenses.
Yeah, he's
so imagine being thrown into the fire
without having that skill.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this. All right, welcome back.